Welcome to Relationship Workout for Men, a podcast dedicated to helping men be intentional in choosing a better partner and being a better partner for the person they choose. Season 18, Episode 11, Deciding to Commit, Break Up, or Persevere, the With Children version. In the previous episode, we discussed the 5-step action plan to help make a life-altering relationship decision when you do not have children together. In this episode, we discuss this 5-step action plan when you do have children. And as a reminder, you can find more detail on this action plan at relationshipworkout.com/resources. In addition, this action plan assumes there is no abuse happening within the relationship. If there is abuse, then you'd be well advised to seek help immediately. I might add that the 5 steps with and without children have a lot of overlap, including the same first 2 steps. Okay, so let's get started. Step 1. Gather information to inform your decision. Informed decisions hinge on having the right information. At RelationshipWorkout.com, assess 3 crucial types of information to evaluate your relationship's quality. 1. Determine your relationship baseline grade by completing the Relationship Workout program. To ensure your insights remain current, revisit and complete this program every 2 or 3 months. 2. Identify any potentially misaligned must-have expectations by completing the Relationship Workout expectations exercise and discussing your results with your partner. And 3, keep a Relationship Workout journal for at least 6 months, tracking the ratio of positive experiences to drama-filled experiences within your relationship. And for those dating, maintaining this journal for 1 to 2 years is advisable before deciding on making a long-term commitment. The initial exercises take about an hour, while the journal requires just 5 to 10 minutes each week on average. So that's a modest investment of time for insights that can impact significant life choices, like whether to marry, stay married, continue the relationship, or part ways. Okay, so with that, we're ready to go on to step 2, assess the quality of your relationship. Here you look at the information from step 1 presented through your Relationship Workout dashboard to get a better idea of the quality of your relationship. In this step, you ask these 3 questions. 1, does your relationship baseline grade score an A or B? 2, do both of you align on each of your must-have expectations? And 3, is your fun-to-drama ratio 5 or higher based on your relationship journal entries? Remember, the fun-to-drama ratio introduced in Season 1, Episode 3 measures the number of enjoyable connected moments against the number of disconnected drama-filled moments. If you answer yes to all 3 questions, you can be more confident in the strength of your relationship and feel more assured in your decision to commit, whether that means making or maintaining a long-term commitment to your partner and your shared family life. Conversely, if any of these questions yielded a no, well, it's time to proceed to step 3. Step 3, assess your contribution to the drama. In this step, the objective is to assess the extent of the drama and disconnection that you might be introducing into your relationship by asking yourself these 2 questions. 1, do you initiate unnecessary drama within your relationship? And 2, when drama arises from your partner, do you often play a role in its continuing and escalating? For many, including myself, it can be challenging to self-assess accurately due to possible discrepancies between our self-perception and reality. So to get a clear picture, consult the top relationship skill insights to work on in your Relationship Workout dashboard. Further insights can be gleaned from Stage 3 of the Relationship Program. Get recommendations. If there are areas highlighted for you to improve your relationship skills, well, consider these as opportunity to foster growth in your relationship and choose to persevere, focusing on bettering your relationship abilities. For added motivation, consider the profound impact a joyful family atmosphere can have on your children. Conversely, if your dashboard doesn't point out any areas where you might do well to improve, and you've been honest when completing the Relationship Workout program, then it's time to progress to step 4. Step 4, assess compatibility. This stage is all about discerning whether your differences stem from relationship skills in need of improvement or fundamental incompatibility. As a reminder, Episode 6 emphasizes the significance of this distinction. Incompatibilities are often more challenging to reconcile than issues stemming from relationship skill weaknesses. For instance, A core must-have difference, like wanting to raise your children with religious practices while your partner is a staunch atheist, can be more complex to navigate than overcoming drama caused by a need to improve listening skills. To help answer this question, within your relationship workout dashboard, check these two areas to explore compatibility. First, discuss the items listed under expectations you should discuss and your important passions with your partner. Have you resolved any misaligned must-have expectations? And second, are there no compatibility insights to work on highlighted for you to work on? If both answers are yes, you have resolved all potentially misaligned must-have expectations and you have no compatibility insights to require your attention, then consider choosing to stay in the relationship and persevere. Continue to work on improving your relationship skills, which benefits you and your relationship while also valuing your family. So why persevere, especially if the relationship quality is not that great and your partner appears to be the primary source of the drama, which is making the relationship not so great? Well, it boils down to compatibility being rare, and sometimes it's more viable to improve your relationship skills than face the disruption of family, potentially causing significant distress to your children. If you commit to improving your relationship skills and prioritize creating joyful and connected family moments, you might see a gradual increase in your fun-to-drama ratio. All the while, you remain fully present in your children's lives. However, if you've identified fundamental incompatibilities by answering no to the questions, well, then step 5 awaits. Step 5, assess staying together for the children. Having recognized that you're not the one adding drama and disconnect in your relationship and acknowledging incompatibilities still exist between you two, it's time to ask yourself these 4 questions. 1, are you open to addressing any remaining incompatibilities which might require you to let go of deep-seated expectations and do this for the sake of your children? 2, do you possess the endurance to deal with the inevitable drama without holding on to counterproductive past conflict? Again, for the sake of your children. 3, will you seek out and initiate moments of fun and connection with your family even when you feel disconnected in the moment? And 4, can you cherish the limited time you have available with your children, fully grasping that childhood is brief and your influence is pivotal to your children's well-being? If you answer yes to these 4 questions, then your best path to take may very well be to stay in your relationship and persevere. If for no other reason, to not put your children through the trauma of witnessing their parents breaking up. In this case, consider engaging with a therapist to support your commitment to this relationship journey. If your answer is no to all 4 of these questions, then separating may be the more appropriate path to take, ideally only after all other options like therapy have been explored and you generally believe that it's in your children's best interest for you and their mother to part ways. At this critical point, reflect on the insights from episode 7, Think Thrice If Children Are Involved, as the decision to dissolve a family is obviously huge and life-altering for all involved. An additional perspective I share with my married friends contemplating divorce: regardless of how much drama you have with your partner, she uniquely remains the mother of your children. Separating means significantly reducing the time you spend with your children and potentially inflicting deep emotional distress on them. Truly consider if this is the outcome you're prepared to face. One last concluding reflection: opting to remain in the relationship should be accompanied by an ongoing effort to enhance your relationship skills. Such commitment signifies a pursuit of excellence in partnership. As you improve these skills, both your romantic and family life are apt to become increasingly fulfilling and rewarding.